Welcome. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. And we are going to have a little visit here with it's a company that's not a household name yet, but he would like it to be. The CEO of Conservice is Sherman Black. Good afternoon, Sherman.
Hey, Mick. How you doing?
Real good. Thank you for taking a little time to be on the radio. I know you've been on the road a lot lately, so tell us the who, what, why, when, where, particularly the who and what is Conservice.
Absolutely, and thanks again, Mick, for the chance to speak to your listeners. So Conservice, we're an independent, and I use that word really strongly. We're not tied to a specific input company or an equipment company, but we're an independent digital technology company. We're based in Minnesota, and over the last decade, we've built a comprehensive farm management system that's focused on maximizing the farmer's profits. We want to help the farmers make better decisions, help them really understand what their real production costs are, what works, what doesn't work, what generates the most profit. We want to help them track cash flow, and we think that's never been more critical in this really trying times that we're having. And then just helping them deliver flawless execution. There's just no room for error with all the headwinds that we're facing. And then last thing I'd say is just help the farmer and our clients get back more time. All the stakeholders and regulatory reporting that they're having to do is really unmanageable. And we really work hard to make that a more efficient use of their time and make it easy to do, whether it's their accountants, their lenders, their insurers, their business partners, their landowners, or compliance things with the related to the government.
When PC computers and data and Excel spreadsheets first came on in the 90s and the early 2000s, the progressive farmers were the ones who embraced data and data collection and the analyzing of data. But man, was it cumbersome, and you had to sit in the office with a big old PC. And gee, times have changed, I guess.
They sure have, and you know we've continued to take all these technology silos that exist on the farm, and we really moved the ball a lot in the last year in terms of getting all these different systems to come together into one place so that the farmer doesn't have to go to 10 different screens to make a decision. We try to give them a single screen experience no matter what color of equipment they're using or what type of activity they're doing.
All right, so the we've got the who and the what. Now the why. Why you take a look at Conservice?
Well, I think, you know, just give you maybe some real-time examples of how our clients are using Conservice in today's environment. We've all been challenged by weather, floods, field conditions, just been a disaster this year. A lot of our clients are trying to make prevent plant decisions. And as they sit down and really look at this, one of the most important things they need to understand is, you know, how much money have I already sunk into this field? What's my cost so far? And so one of our, you know, key attributes in our system is we track that costing of your operations. We pull data directly in from John Deere, from Climate Field View, and we're able to give you precision costing down to the field level, down to actually the zone level inside the field. And knowing that cost is really critical in helping make that decision. The other part about making that decision is you need to be able to go in and say, okay, if I've already got this much in, what else am I going to have to do to put the crop in and then adjust my yields and my pricing and then get the ability to run a scenario to determine should I go ahead and pull the trigger on prevent planting. And that's been a big use of our tool here over the last few weeks as people are trying to make these really tough decisions.
All righty. Visiting with Sherman Black, who is the CEO of Conservice, a data management company designed for and about farming and farmers. So the whole concept here of all this data, and farmers got drawers full of gigs of data now, not just a few megabytes. But farmers are used to working on their phone. Can we use your product on a phone, or does it require a tablet or an iPad?
No, absolutely. We you can use a phone, you can use a tablet, or you can use a laptop as well. All three platforms. And you know, one of our main initiatives in the design of our product is we want you to be able to run the farm from the palm of your hand. And we work very hard to make those tools usable in the field. We know what it's like to be sitting there and having sun drilling right down on your cell phone, and it's hard to see. And we've done everything from, you know, big buttons that fit fingers like mine, big ones, to making it easy to see whether you're sitting in the cab of your truck or a cab of a tractor, wherever.
Let's go down a few for example roads here. For example, farmers not so much up here in the Dakotas, northern Minnesota, but southern Min, Iowa, all the I states, the Corn Belt, farmers are faced with some, in southeast South Dakota, prevent plant decision. So how would we use farm data, farm management software to decide if PP is a good idea?
Well, I think, you know, it comes down to really understanding, you know, what costs you've already got into the field, knowing what's there already, and then running some scenarios to know, if I go ahead and put the crop in this late in the year, what's going to happen to my yield? And then there's the crystal ball of what's the price going to be. And having a set of tools to collect those costs is really critical. And that's one of the biggest attributes that Conservice is focused on right now, is really helping our clients understand their production cost. The other thing you need is you need a set of planning tools, the ability to run scenarios and say, okay, if I'm putting it in at this stage, what else do I have to do? How much more cost do I have to incur? And what's it going to look like in terms of yields? And if I apply different pricing to that, you know, where would I end up? And being able to do that with a few keystrokes and sit down and make those decisions with some confidence is really valuable to our clients.
Some of those decisions, Sherman, are made in the tractor cabs. I understand you've got some machine integration with John Deere and their great network and the very popular Climate Field View app.
That's right. Those are both really good partners of ours, and they really, really do a lot of great technology. And you know what clients are a lot of times doing is they may use John Deere for a certain part of their operations. They may use, you know, Climate Field View for other parts. And what we do is we take both of those data sets, which is going to be as applied, you know, production data as well as harvest data, and we bring that into a single location, into a single place, because we also are tied out with the purchasing orders and the original crop plans. We actually are able to tie a very specific costing to that as applied data. Then when you overlay that on top of with the harvest data, now the farmer is able to look at their cost per bushel for a crop and do that at the farm level, the crop field level, or down to the zone within the field. And this has been a huge success for us this year. We spent all of last year getting that perfected, and it's working great, and our clients are really excited about the ability to really get down and understand cost per bushel within a zone inside a field.
One of the buzz, a new crop buzz going on is hemp. And it used to be called industrial hemp, and it used to be pilot programs, but now in the new farm bill, it's going to be a viable, valuable crop. And I guess this is something brand new, innovative. Are you able to help the hemp guys?
We absolutely are. We've got, you know, first of all, we got some of the most creative and clients in the world, some of the best agribusiness people in the world as clients. And you know, they're trying to work through some really challenging times, and they're exploring opportunities with hemp crops. So, and maybe they were some of the very first ones to do it. So over the last year, we've really tailored our solution to fit the practices that you're going to have in bringing up a hemp crop. And so we've got some really solid early experience in this industry that can help you with the planning, the production management of hemp, and probably most importantly, the traceability data requirements that are out there, that all lives inside this system. And I think we've We've through some black eyes and bloody noses here, we've learned how to do this, and I think we've got some really hard-earned experience.
All right. On the other end of the modern spectrum, I guess, is the stereotype of the organic farmer. Maybe he's wearing bib overalls and got a straw hat. That's not true anymore either, because the organic world requires intense data management.
Well, they do, and the same clients that are looking for an angle. I mean, the economics on the organic side is really attractive, and the challenge is it's about a 3-year process to get there, and so once you go through that process, then there's a lot of traceability data requirements as well. And so again, part of our system is the planning and scenario building to allow you to come in and develop your business and your project plans, put it into a format that would allow you to sit down and talk to a banker and really say, okay, over the next 3 years, I'm going to go down this journey to move to an organic farming practices on parts of my fields. Here's what it's going to look like from a cash flow. And that's just really invaluable when you're working with your lender trying to play a really long multi-year game like this. And then once you get into the organic side, there's the certification processes and having the data that is automatically collected in the Conservice platform makes that reporting a breeze.
All right. Again, I ask a lot of questions. Visiting with Sherman Black, CEO of Conservice, a farm management, data management software company down in the Twin Cities. And I ask a lot of the experts questions, and it seems like not the pat answer, but the appropriate answer is, well, that depends on a certain individual farmer. All farms are different. So I guess even with your software, which has to be general for everybody to be able to use it, but a farmer should be able to personalize it or customize it. Is that possible?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. We've gone deep into a lot of different farms over the last few years, and our functionality has been set up so that we recognize that whether you're growing cotton down in the Delta or beans in Iowa or corn in Iowa, your processes are going to be different, and so we've built in as much flexibility as possible there. The other thing we recognize is the data collection tools. For example, won't apply to your listeners here, but there's a lot of spraying that goes on in orchards that is a lot different equipment than what they're used to spraying with. And so we have built up a lot of expertise.
All right. Well, Sherman, you have a new relationship with a company that's been around a long time, and I can see where this would be a great collaborative effort, Rabo AgriFinance. Tell us a little bit about your collaboration with those folks.
No, glad to. As a company, we've always been economically focused for the farmers. We're not an agronomy company. We're really focused on helping a farmer understand what works for them, what doesn't work for them, and help them make good decisions that's going to turn out to be economically positive for them. And so part of our platform has been built around business planning tools. We recently announced a relationship with Rabo where they're coming in and really helping sharpen our view around our business planning tools and really putting it in the context of if a farmer is sitting down with their banker, what's the information that banker is going to want to see on the business plans? What are the key financial metrics that they're looking for? And then how do we help the farmer have a streamlined experience when they sit down to talk with their lender or their accountant and give them back a whole lot more time in their day so that they can spend on things that are probably a little more fun to work on and go to sleep at night with confidence knowing they understand economically what's going on in their farm and their lender is happy with them and that line of credit's in place.
Excellent. All right. Sherman Black, CEO of Conservice. Sherman, we're out of time. What is the best way for farmers to either get in touch with you or take Conservice out for a test run?
Well, I just encourage you to go visit our website, and that is www.conservice, that's conservice.ag. So love to talk to any of you, and we do have a team there in the Fargo area, and we'd love to introduce you to our local folks and have a conversation. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, Sherman, have a good rest of the week, and hey, happy Father's Day early.
All right, thank you so much. Take care.
Yeah, and you too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.